Why?
You can't smile that long.
Well, they're heavy. Well, look at those cheeks. Well, it's got a lot of hair on them.
7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
Fuck no, my ear.
Nope.
I got hairy fucking
got some heavy cheeks.
Heavy cheeks.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, some big ass cheeks. And then when I'm on the Zoom call, I'm like, damn, that's how I really look.
Damn,
on this shit.
Looks swollen as fuck.
So what were we on before? Fucking addiction.
What? You were on the addiction.
Yeah. Well, weren't we talking about that a little bit?
Addiction tied into women's
vaginas.
Or addicted to women's vaginas.
I mean, is that an addiction though?
It is. What is it called? Nymphos?
Oh, yeah.
Nymphomaniac.
I think it could be addiction because you could fuck your work up. You can fuck up all that shit if you just want to have sex all the time, right? That's vaginas, basically. Well, not basically.
That's a nymphomaniac.
That's a nympho.
Thanks for explaining vaginas. Yeah,
good job.
Do you have to go to AA to be a nymphomaniac?
I think there's a sex addict anonymous.
Yeah,
because
Theo Bond was
like
doing the jacking off thing. Like he wouldn't.
You should just go and stand outside.
He was
of that
addicted
door
to porn.
Like,
he was saying up? He was addicted to porn, so he wasn't doing that.
I could see how that's a. Porn is addicting, and I see how it affects you because once you're watching porn, and then you go and do the actual deed, the actual funky comadina, it's not the same. Like you, if you've been watching a porn for a long time, the feeling you feel it, but
it
at the same time,
you.
Yeah, it, exactly, desensitize. How do you spell that? I have no idea.
Say it.
I was congratulating you.
Yeah, I was
you
scared.
Was scared when I you're so close to fucking that up.
I was super scared.
Oh, you know where we fucked up? We should have moved that dude right here.
Oh, we can
we'll
do it next time.
Too much.
We'll
put a beer in his hand.
Too much. Yeah. I've been sweating way too much. I was gonna literally bring an extra shirt, wear a shirt to set all this up, and then put this shirt back on.
So you don't sweaty that way?
Yeah, because I sweat like, bro, you guys are all sitting here and I'm fucking jumping on shit and climbing
well,
stuff.
Dude,
I
like, do something.
Yeah, I like to see you work.
I'm sweating just sitting here, dude. Like,
watch dude, us on YouTube at
like
7125
see,
Media.
We like to see you work.
You can see all of us sweat.
It's summer season, baby.
And we, so today was Hawaii Day or what? We didn't get the memo.
Yeah. Fucking Hawaii shirts are the best breathable shirts. I was like, man, it's going to be hot as fuck. We're doing it at 4.
I could have worn mine. That would be cool.
Oh, I know. It could have been all Hawaii'd out.
Oh, you have one too, right? Don't you have a Hawaii shirt?
Not anymore. I used to.
Hit up the thrift stores.
Ross.
Oh, I can't now. Fuck.
TJ Maxx.
That's right. They're going to open up this. No, they're
gonna... I thought it was a pickup outside. They just.
Oh, yeah. Curbside? Yeah, curbside. But I have to try my shit on.
I got this at Target.
Oh, you couldn't go to. Oh, you can go to Walmart. Walmart has like the dad Hawaii shirts.
Mm. I bought mine at Kmart, right? Yeah, it was Kmart.
Where the fuck is Kmart?
Huh?
There's still
that
a Kmart?
No, that's when they were closing.
That was last year.
Oh, it was open. Say, I haven't seen a Kmart in a minute. Kmart was like my childhood.
Remember when Kmart had like popcorn and like hot dogs in the back? Like they would make popcorn.
They had
a
little pizza
and,
place.
Yeah, and the little fucking.
They had Taco
and
Bell in them. They had or they had pizza and Taco Bell. The one in Orange County, off of.
Oh, you're right.
Noel Ranch.
Because the one on Van Buren in Riverside had a little Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
had a
Pizza Hut. Yeah,
yeah.
And then Little Caesars. And then Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
I think it's, well,
Pizza Hut and Taco Bell did their fucking.
They're scissoring.
60-90. They like
love.
They combined somehow. Like, shit. But I remember.
You just did scissoring.
Target does like their own shit. Right.
Target. Oh, we went to Target today and Starbucks is open in Target. I think all the Starbucks are starting to open. So you can go actually
but Target,
go inside.
The store was actually open to go inside?
Oh, Target's been open since day one. That shit's.
Oh, it's like
that
Walmart.
Shit never closed. Yeah.
It's an essential store or whatever.
I don't like going to Walmart. Fuck Walmart.
I hate people that go to Walmart.
The only reason I go there is.
I hate you.
There's one thing that I like from there. It's like these fucking drinks that I get from there. They're hydration drinks. They're like perfect for like if you're hungover.
What's it called?
Water.
It's a V8. No, it's a. I know.
The V8 splash ones?
Yeah, it's a V8 ones.
Like V8 splash.
It's like $3 for a 6-pack. I just burned my shit.
I remember
you
tasted.
You get that shit at Costco, though.
I haven't seen them.
Oh, yeah.
I tasted the.
Not for those little 6-packs.
Become a member. Become a grown up and become a Costco member.
Costco.
It's too much responsibility.
The tomato V8. And I drank it one time and I was like, damn, this. Tastes like SpaghettiOs, like straight SpaghettiOs.
The little one?
Yeah.
Yeah, the little can?
Like, I almost threw up.
Oh, you didn't like it?
No,
like
I remember as a child.
Are you trying to say you don't like SpaghettiOs?
No, Mike. That's what I'm saying now, though, is that my kids eat SpaghettiOs and like the all those little beefaronis and all that. They'll eat that, but I've tried it recently and I was almost threw up. I was like, I don't not to me, but for them it's good. And as a child, obviously, I ate it, so it's crazy how my taste buds just. I'm child with children's.
Child with children's. That's the name of the show and shit.
Child with children's. Babies having babies.
Starting Three Bear McGee.
Child with children's.
That's crazy about in that our household is. So my kids are in their room playing Fortnite on the Xbox and the Nintendo, and I'm in my room playing on the Xbox Warzone, and Melissa's just there like.
just rocking back and forth and shit like
she's just walking around. I'm like, I feel bad, but at the same time then I get into it and I start drinking and playing Warzone. I'm like, yeah, you know how it is. Then
you just buy your, you gotta pick your battles.
Just buy her a Switch. We're like, hey, just join something. Yeah, here you go.
Tired of becoming one of those streaming girls, just fucking stream.
Have an OnlyFans? That's
what that is. Isn't that expensive?
Oh, isn't dude. That expensive? Remember how I told you about my...
What do you mean expensive?
OnlyFans. My coworker that got the butt lift or whatever? Remember I told you, like, oh, this girl left and she went to Miami and she came back and she got
a butt lift.
Dr. Miami?
Yeah, she got the BBL?
So she came back again.
From where?
She got fucking breast implants. I don't know, from somewhere. And then she quit and now she's on... What's that shit called?
OnlyFans,
and fuck it. It's all over work right now. Like, dude, everyone has that shit. And that shit is like, why didn't I not talk to her like that? Because, god damn.
Yeah, people like fucking crazy that you never expect are making them, especially a lot of these Instagram models that were going around traveling and like doing modeling gigs or probably like not doing modeling gigs.
Yeah, they
like
can't travel. They can't fucking
travel.
Yeah, they
can't do any of that shit. So, like, I'm surprised at some of them. I'm like, dude, you look innocent as fuck. Now you got an OnlyFans.
Like, Anna Sherry does it because she posted it up on her.
Oh, but she's done Playboy.
She does it on her Instagram. She's like, come to my OnlyFans or whatever.
If I had an ass, I would do it. For reals. I've been doing squats for days lately.
Yeah, I'll touch your screen.
Squats for days. No, this is a trip. Like seeing a coworker and you're just like, what the fuck? She's over twerking with a fucking butt plug in her ass and shit.
Well, everyone,
like, god damn,
Martin's OnlyFans is gonna be popping up pretty soon.
Yeah, it's gonna be the cheapest OnlyFans you've ever subscribed to.
And it's gonna go like this, just like his forehead.
My forehead could twerk like for real. No, but
your eyebrows just go up and down and shit.
What is a butt plug for? I've seen that. I'm like,
it's
what is that?
It's
for?
To plug your butt for.
I know, but what's
it's
the,
in the name?
It's like a dildo. You just put in your butt. I guess.
Do you think girls like taking in the butthole like that?
I don't know. Do you?
I've never tried it, but I'm saying.
Well, I mean, some girls probably do.
Or do you think it's because
let us know when you start your OnlyFans.
Do you think it's because they
you're gonna have to venture out eventually?
Can I speak?
No, because we're trying to get your business going.
We're trying to make you some money right now. Like,
what I'm saying
let
is
let us help you.
Remember your fucking catering business?
That was a good one. What I'm saying is, do you think it's because the females think that dudes like that shit?
No, I think girls just like that shit.
Yeah, I think it's
some girls
think
like that
first,
shit.
Some
girls you think just that they like think that it's
hot. Some girls just like that shit, but when you have like an OnlyFans and shit like that, or like there's always dudes
only
like,
so
oh,
much
there's always dudes that comment like, oh, put something in your butt. Like,
but as well, there's only so much you can do, which is right.
I think it always started off with them being like, oh, he wants to try it, let's try it, and then they probably end up liking it.
And I think all the guys get this shit because they watch porn. I think porn started all this crazy, like, oh, let me see if I can put shit in your ass, and then blase, blase.
I don't think I don't think it was porn.
No?
I think it was the other way around.
I think it was experiencing.
Yeah.
Experiments.
Yeah.
No, I think porn fucking... spread the word for sure.
Hey, mister!
That's how people fucking like saw some more shit.
I feel like porn puts something in dudes' head or females' heads where it says that, oh, this is possible, so you can try this. You know what I mean? Like, I've watched YouTube videos on like soccer skills, which I've never seen before. I was like, oh shit, I can do that. So then you see someone else do it, so then you go and try it, and then you can do it.
So you say
soccer and fucking soccer and butt plugs relate. That's what I'm saying.
This is the most inspiring speech you've ever given.
You are a field fairy. Fucking field fairy.
Field fairy.
Then this. I watched YouTube videos on dudes playing Warzone, and I went and played Warzone, and I'm on it now. Like, I'm legit. Ask Alex. Like,
so now
you guys want to ask me?
Now you're putting stuff up your butt?
No, but what I'm saying is,
you're
like,
a fucking liar.
Once you see it, once you see it done, then it puts it, like, then you try it. You know what I mean?
The only difference is he used to collect our money. Now he's dropping it for us.
Yeah.
Like, before he would die, before he could even give it to us. Now he stays alive and actually.
You guys just stream
it. It's called strategy,
baby.
That'd
be funny to hear you guys, like, all fucking screaming and shit.
It's called strategy.
I watched the Eric Griffin and the Lee brothers, Bobby Lee and fucking, what's it though?
It would be funny to kind of stream the shit.
They did it, and that shit was hilarious, because they're just, like, yelling at each other. Like, you just hear Stevie Weeby, like, Bob.
Oh, they're gamers, huh?
Bob, where are you, Bob? Where are you?
That's how he sounds.
He's all set. Follow the map. Bob? I don't see you, Bob. This is fucking hilarious, dude. But everyone's streaming now, huh?
That's all you can do, right?
Homegirl Paige from WWE, the hot one, she's streaming. She's fucking hot.
Did she have a porno out, though?
Like games?
Games, yeah.
I can see. I mean, that's fucking, that's smart on her end.
But didn't she have something in the frappening?
Well, she got leaked. Like, it was just a bunch of wrestlers fucking going in,
running a train on her and shit.
She got leaked.
It's hard out here.
Yeah. She's bad, too.
So, yeah, you were talking about addiction.
No, weren't you talking about don't send dick pics if you have tattoos?
That's what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Also that. I don't know which one to go. I don't know which way to go right now.
Like Martin.
That turned into addiction.
Like Martin. Like Martin's everyday struggle.
Life. That's
he doesn't
life.
Know where to go. He doesn't know which way to go.
Will this fit in my butt today?
Bob? Have you ever had someone put something in your butt?
Yeah. I've had a finger in my butt.
Damn.
What the fuck? You guys admitted that shit fast, dude.
Why would I lie?
He's on my own finger.
Yes. Wait, you haven't put a finger in your butt?
No, what the fuck?
That's the reaction you wanted. That's what you wanted.
Yeah. But is that what you wanted? Is that what you wanted?
He doesn't even know how to act now.
Yeah.
Why'd you ask?
Look at him. He's falling apart, dude.
You know what to fucking say now.
You made a blush, fool.
Addiction.
No, it was after my fucking accident. I was in the fucking ER, and you know, I start fucking checking you for everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I see this dude in front of me.
Whoa.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
the doctor comes in and he has like his whole squad of like doctors, like they're learning
nurses.
No, they're like doctors. They're like, so he's like pre-med. Yeah. So they're all fucking learning. They're looking at me. I see someone putting on a glove over here. I see people putting on gloves over here, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And this guy starts fucking lubing up his fingers, and this chick over here is lubing up a tube. So,
were you raped?
I was raped.
Why?
I was fucking raped.
Well, you were in a car accident. Why did you put something up your butt? I don't get it.
Huh?
Internal bleeding.
So, fucking glass.
Yeah,
bleeding.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
So this chick over here.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Right?
He wasn't trying to dab you either. Like, I wasn't.
Yeah, so this chick over here was lubing up the catheter to put it up my dick. Mm-hmm. Oh. And this dude over here was lubing up his fingers to check my butthole to make sure I'm not fucking bleeding.
Oh, fuck. Oh, well, your accent was bad, so that makes sense.
So I see this chick over here lubing up the thing, and I see her like going towards, like, what are you doing? Just shoves it right up there.
Huh? Oh,
no, they're just all working. They're just like,
oh, shit.
They're not paying attention to you. They're just doing their fucking job.
They're like mechanics. Steps.
They're
just steps.
They're like mechanics.
So they just shove the tube up my fucking pee hole.
Like Formula One.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. And then this dude, like, I'm over here paying attention to my dick. This dude over here just shoves two fingers up my fucking butt.
Oh.
And I'm like, holy fuck. I was like, dude. I was like, you didn't even fucking buy me dinner. And he like just, he looked at me, looked at his fingers, slipped and then it. Just walked away.
This is what a man smells like.
He's probably heard that joke 1,000 times.
I got fucking raped, dude.
But the catheter in the pee hole is...
It's fuck. Terrible. It sucks.
And then when they take it out,
it was
and then
worse.
When you pee like that
it
week,
felt,
is
it
crazy.
Felt like I was shitting out of my dick.
Because as we all know, I wet my bed till I was 13.
Yes.
And they would put the catheters in my wiener hole to see what was going on, and which had nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand what they're doing, but and then I'd have
maybe
to wear
because they thought you couldn't hold it, like it would leak.
And then what? I'd have to wear a watch at school with the alarm telling me to go to the bathroom, like at certain times, oh, and my damn. Watch would go off, and like it's that shit's fucking embarrassing.
What's bro. The reason for that? Was it like trauma or some shit?
It was just trauma because my stepmom was a bitch.
That's crazy.
And it fucks with your head. Like, you remember that that documentary on Netflix where that mom told the girl that she was sick?
No, that was on Prime
or whatever that was on.
Yeah,
that
she kept giving her medicine.
Yeah, she was never sick. That's basically they fuck with my head like that. Like,
what they say to you?
Kind of some shit like that. It was just a mental thing. It's just saying that you're sick all the time, and it's just something that.
Well, they told you that you just kept wetting yourself every time.
Yeah, they just didn't understand. Well, I don't remember, because I don't know what the doctors were telling me. Yeah. I was young. I was fucking like 10.
Was it something that she was saying to you for you to do that, or like, or just?
Yeah, I think it was just the environment that I was in with all the
a lot of
tension and like everything was going on. I was just wetting my bed, and I didn't know why. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. And I think everything was just coming on to me. And then once I left that situation, like, fuck. I
went away.
It's crazy because a lot of people think like, well, I don't think like that, but a lot of people think that we do shit around kids, like it doesn't affect them, but it really does affect them. Like,
oh, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
fucking crazy.
They're sponges. They pay attention to everything.
Yeah, my brother was just fucking talking about that to his wife, like, because she was yelling at the boy for something, and he's like, you can't yell at him like that. Like, boys take in different, like, they take it differently than a girl does.
Mm.
Like you could yell at her a certain way, but you can't yell at him that way. Like, he's going to take it differently. Like, if he runs off, like, it's like, that's him just like dealing with his bullshit. But like,
yeah,
you can't yell at him for that. Like,
yeah. Cause he's trying to bottle that shit up probably. But, yeah, that's crazy. Doctors, when they come in like that, doesn't that shit suck? Cause when I broke my wrist, the doctor asked, cause I had to break it back, and they asked, oh, is it fine that I bring in like the nurses or study? And I'm not gonna be like, no, you can't, bro. Like, all right.
I remember sitting in the lobby and then fucking seeing a parade of nurses and shit.
Yeah, they all went back there to go fucking watch me.
I was like, what the
they
fuck
stabbed me with
over?
A little bit of Novocaine, dude. I swear that's like the worst pain I ever had when he was popping it back, and it wasn't like a quick boom, like fucking some cool fucking Rambo shit. Yeah,
fucking George Lopez.
But it was but fucking he had a tug on it. He put his arm a certain way, tugged on it, tugged on it, boom, boom. Give it a couple of goes, and I feel like he's sitting it right, but. Yeah. But
he just showed them. He's like, "That's how you do it. Your arm's all fucked up."
But dude, it hurt so bad. I remember just being like, "Fuck! I want to yell or tell him to stop." But all these girls are in there, like fucking watching me. I had to try to be tough. Oh man, that's tough.
What does Novocaine feel like?
It just numbs your arm. I didn't feel it in my like. It's not like I ingested it, but it just your arm just goes a little bit numb. But I can feel everything moving, and it still fucking hurt.
Yeah.
But it just didn't hurt as bad as I, you know.
Yeah.
But shit. But it's fucked up. They fucking bring a. You become a science experiment out of nowhere. We just showed up for.
They didn't ask me. They just fucking brought in a parade.
Because you were taking an ambulance and all that, huh? So
does your wrist hurt when it rains and stuff like that?
When it rains?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
When it's cold?
Yeah.
When it's cold? He could feel a storm coming?
Yeah, because I know someone that broke their leg and something in their hip. And every time it gets cold, it hurts. Like it hurts him.
Well, I think if you have a rod, it's different. I don't have anything like that.
I think they just put it together. I'm not sure.
But I think. But the only time it really hurts is if I sleep on it, and sometimes I like pop it, and then I think that's it. But yeah.
Do you ever sleep on your arm and your fucking shit gets numb as shit,
bro?
And you wake up in the morning and it feels like your finger's gonna break,
and then you have to fucking try to pull your fingers back together, and I'm like, God.
He's like, this is shit. Like, what the fuck?
That's on a daily, though. That's I just don't understand.
Have you ever felt that in your balls?
Whoa.
It's that numb feeling.
No.
It's terrible. It fucking.
Is that why you got castrated?
Imagine how fucking shitty it feels in your arm. I'm just going to ignore you. How shitty it feels in your arm. Imagine your balls feeling that way.
Why would your balls feel like that?
Because I sat on the edge of a futon, and I had like the bar just like right on my chode. And I was sitting there for a while because I was playing video games. But as soon as I stood up, I just was numb.
Damn.
Well, I guess I kind of had that feeling. Yeah, like when you go cycling, you fucking those little ass seats.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I have the padded shorts. But when you go cycling, fucking that shit fucking after when you get off, you just everything feels. Yeah, so I have felt it. Everything's fucking super numb down there. And it's weird. You walk and it kind of like goes away after a while.
Yeah.
But what was I going to say? Something. Oh yeah, you sleeping on your arm. You ever got to the point where it's so dead? It's only happened to me a couple times that you have to pick it up with your other arm.
Yeah,
it's just fucking what the fuck.
You're like, oh. It's all fucking.
But I think we're getting. I am getting to an age where it's weird. When you sit down, you have to make sure you don't sit on your balls.
No.
Like I have to. I've sat. You never sat on your balls before.
No, I've sat on.
Bruh,
my balls
before. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm 31, so maybe it's. Well, you're fucking, they're older than me, so how, you never sat on your balls?
I wear fucking, those things called briefs.
Oh. I wear briefs too, but it's weird, like, if you just sit down real quick, you just sit on your
balls. See, I was gonna pull the trigger on them, because I just ordered some boxers on Amazon, and I was like, should I get the briefs and do that? You know, try it out, because everyone does it, or you guys say you do it, but no, I can't, dude, I just like the boxers.
They're comfortable as shit. I still wear boxers too, but briefs are fucking game changer.
They say those stop you from, like, well, you already got kids, but... From producing sperm. Like Tidy Whities do too.
I've been watching. We barely finished Game of Thrones, and every episode I'm telling Melissa.
That shit went from fucking.
No, yeah. No, because it's about kids. I tell Melissa, like, all right, we're having a girl. I want a girl now.
Bro.
Arya Stark, fucking Sansa Stark. I'm like, bro, we need a girl. I feel like they'll be more into what I want to do sports wise than my actual boys are.
Well, like, you already got a girl there.
For some reason, like, girls, they want to, I don't know if it's proving something, or I've seen a lot of girls where their dad, like, they're super athletic or they're super into, like, stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, they're trying to, I don't know if it's having, like I said, it has to do with proving or just attention thing.
I think
or,
it's the time now. Like,
I think it's crazy. So two our close homies, Tony, Dennis, who else? They have little girls, right?
And James.
But like I'm closest to Tony's kids and probably Dennis's. But like just hanging out with them and playing with them, it's so much fun. Like I would never do that with like someone's little son. And like seeing his connection with his daughter, I think that's totally different than having a boy. I think I would be totally different. Like, because with the boy, it's like, boy, no, like, be a man, yeah. Be a man. And with the little girl, it's like, oh, you're my little princess.
Yeah, so. I can see, because I sock my kids. Like,
yeah,
God, no, damn.
He's like 8 years, like, he's 8 months old, and he's fucking punching him.
I hit him in the ribs. No, this is my thinking. If I hit you,
hold on.
Fucking CPS is going to be coming.
But I was I'm saying that because before I was just like, dude, I just want to get boys. Like, I want to have boys. But like now, I'm like, oh, okay, that'd be cool to have a girl.
Now, if I hit him, I don't hit him like full strength. That's just being an asshole. But if I hit him like in the ribs, give him a rib shot real quick. If a kid their age hits him, it's nothing.
Yeah,
bruh.
So you're gonna beat your kids, getting prepared,
throwing elbows, so hitting them in the ribs.
You're training them.
I'm training, but it's life is crazy out here. Yeah, come on.
Our dad used to come up and just fucking leg sweep us out of nowhere and shit.
That's what I do with my youngest. I'll get him in like some kind of lock, and I'll be like level one, and I'll just hold him like that.
Yeah,
and then he'll try to figure it out. So then he'll get out. And I'll hold him a different way, level two. So I've turned it into a game, but he knows how to get out of things.
I see what you're saying. So like you're more rough, like with your boys.
Is that
I'm like that with my nephews. Yeah. Like when I see my nephews, like Isaac and Gio, on them, even when they're kids, I'll always go up to them, like squeeze their like the back of their neck, or like grab them a little hole, like get out of it, fight it. I would never do that to like my little nieces.
No, if I had a daughter, I'm going to give her a rib shot too. Just let her know. You know what I mean?
But what if you have a daughter? What if you have a daughter and she fucking wants to be a dude?
That's fine. You better be the best dude I've ever met. Yeah. If my sons want to be gay, you better be the best gay person I've ever met.
To be real, like I think that would be like the hardest thing. Like it, of course, like it's your kid. You got to support him and all that. But at the same time, you're like, damn. You're just gonna go through fucking some shit
on different levels, because like you said, it's a different love with kids. So I think it'll be different levels because you know what they're gonna go through, not personally, but you know, because of the guy you are. You're like, fuck, people are gonna judge you, they're gonna think of you a certain way, fuck. And then obviously you have to back them up, and then also you're not gonna understand them.
But at the same time, I think that was a younger, like maybe in the 90s, 80s, that was a different type of thing. Like if I was gay and my dad. You know what I mean? Like when I got my ears pierced, my dad was like, "You're gay."
Oh, that was a normal thing to be called gay.
But now I think since there's more information and we understand more, it's not going to be such a frowned upon thing.
I don't know, dude.
You know what I mean? Like if my son was gay, like no lie, I'd feel like a certain way.
Of course, you're gonna be like, "Oh shit!" Like, because we were brought up like,
and then I'd be like, "Okay, I'll accept it," and then I'm like, just
But you're not going to shun
them.
None of them are saying we're going to shun them.
Yeah. We're but I think back in the day, we would have shunned. If we were like our parents or
like
before
in the 40s
that.
And shit?
Yeah, like
yeah. Oh, yeah.
70,
yeah.
Like fuck 60s.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. They fucking. Those, it's a different they used to make them do like that therapy where they shock their brain to make them go straight.
Shock therapy, yeah.
Like, that's fucking crazy.
And then make them go insane, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I've spoken to this back in the day. I used to work with this girl that turned into a guy. And, she worked with us and she was cool as fuck. And I asked her, like, hey, like, how was that transition? Like, because we were cool, like, we were coworkers. And she was just telling me, like, oh, you know, my mom accepted it. No, my dad accepted it, but my mom, she kind of like denied me.
Like, oh, because she was a girl.
Yeah, because she was a girl. So, like, my mom would see me dress how I dress and take me to, because her mom was into church and all that. And she would, like, oh, like, better not go out there and get all these little boys and this and that. Like, mom, you know I'm gay. And she would just be like, no,
you're not. Yeah.
You're not. You like guys. You're going to give me grandchildren and this and that. And she would tell me, like, she did a whole, like, surgery and all that. And she would tell me, like, to that day, she would tell me, like, yeah, my mom would still deny it. Like,
well, that's how.
And her mom kicked her out and all kinds of shit. But the dad's like, they're supporting her and this and that, and then they split up because there was too much tension in the household because of that. And then the mom fucking, what's that shit called when they turn 18 or before they turn 18, but they
emancipation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she her court, mom forced her to do that. Yeah.
That's what happened to Theo Vaughn when he was like really young.
Well, that's how
that's just fucked up. Huh? Yeah. Her mom forced her to do that.
That's how my
that
cousin
shit.
Was for a while. Like, his mom would just completely ignore him.
Which cousin?
Huh? Joseph?
Oh, Joseph.
Yeah. Dude, completely ignore him. Like,
all knew that shit.
His fucking boyfriend would be standing there on, like, Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay, so.
Yeah, he'd be there. He's like, oh, your friend, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, when are you going to get married? When are you going to have babies with your girlfriend or whatever?
She's probably thought it was and a phase. Like,
he's like, it's my fucking boyfriend's, like, but standing that's also right here. Like, what are you talking about?
your Tia and them, that's a whole different generation, too. That's, like, back in the day.
I'm coming from hardcore Mexico.
Yeah, like, this chick that was on, well, now a guy. That I knew, fucking her parents were more like from the 80s, 90s and shit.
No.
Like, okay. She was, at the time, I believe I was probably like, when I worked there, I was probably like 23. So she was probably like 18.
Oh, okay.
So her parents weren't that old.
Yeah.
But well, that's just a trip, dude. Like,
that just has to do, like, the new, like, we just watched Dax, the Joker, his video. Uh-huh. He was expressing feelings like that. When we were younger, feelings, we couldn't say shit like that. Like, oh, we're sad or something. Like, our dads would look at us like, shut the fuck up. Like,
quit your punk ass crying.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
I'll give you something to cry about.
It's crazy how, like, the
you have
nowadays
to express your
you
feelings
express,
in a whole different way. Like, with anger or, like, machismo shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's, and now you could speak about it. And it's, like, in the open. Like, people accept, oh, people, depression. Maybe we were too young. We didn't realize people were depressed. But, you know what I mean? Now it's like I hear depression a lot more. I hear anxiety. Yeah. I hear like
a lot
all
of people
that shit
throw
now.
That shit out there too.
Yeah,
a lot
of it's
now.
A cop
like,
out. But
it's just like, nah, fool, you're just.
Some
a
of it's like, come on. At some, I get that. I mean, there's the real ones, but then there's also like, bro, like you're just being a little bitch.
Yeah,
like, you know, fight through it. Like fucking
live your
like,
life.
Not everything's easy. Like, you have to understand that shit too.
That's
dude,
a trip.
I fight with myself on that shit all the time. Like even, like just moving. I had to fucking sit there and talk to myself like, you know what? You're just being a little bitch. Like, you just don't want to fucking move back here. Like, that's, take your feelings out of this fucking equation and think about, like, everything else. Think about this logically.
And it's also not your fault.
Yeah.
It's the world happened and fucking you got to do what you got to do.
I think that's a thing, though, a pride thing. Like, people, once they leave where they grew up, they don't want to come back because they feel like they failed. You know what I mean? Like, I felt like that when I moved to San Clemente. I was doing electrical, like, being an electrician and all that shit. And I moved back. I was like, fuck. Now I'm back to where I know everybody. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a
whole I'm a failure.
World,
like,
though.
I didn't, like.
It's hard as fuck for fucking, like, a family to get a house right now. Like, back in the day, like, it wasn't easy either. But now you could be you and your girl having a house, but you're going to have a roommate. You know what I mean?
If you drive around, I've noticed this. If you drive around right now, like, on a Wednesday, when supposedly everyone would be at work, 4 or 5 cars in each driveway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And shit, that's just how
now,
it is.
Our house can be packed.
Yeah, it's just how it's... The income is... Just to afford things is nuts.
Well, California, dude. That's what it
is. That might be
California
what it is.
Is
like, I've been dealing on the side thing I'm working on right now, and like the dude's from Virginia, and he's just telling me like the fucking difference. He's like, dude, you can fucking get a place on the water for like fucking barely anything compared to out here. He's like, you can live anywhere else in the world that has the same thing. Yeah, the weather's great here and stuff, and there's some opportunity here. He's like, but dude, if you have something that you can do in a different place, you can fucking live a lot better for a lot less.
Well, my brother's looking at a house in Arizona right now, has a pool and all that shit.
See, I can't do Arizona.
I wouldn't do Arizona.
But I'm just saying it's different.
I would do Texas, maybe Nevada.
I actually like Texas.
I don't know about New Mexico or Arizona.
But that's what a lot of people, like the right-wing people, that's their agenda right now, is to push people towards Texas. Because they're opening and saying, oh, you got to go there. That's the fucking people that actually care about you.
I want to move to Seattle.
What people say Texas is like their own little nation, basically.
It is. Yeah. Like, not even that long ago, they were trying to get out of
They're
the
trying
union.
To become their own, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
It's cool out there. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it is cool out there.
It would be fucking
I kind of want to see something like that happen in our lifetime.
What?
Like, a state get out of the union. Like, some kind of like crazy ass war. Like, no, we're fucking our own country. Like,
California tried to split California in half, right?
Yeah, they tried to do a North Shore and.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of feels like they should, just because everyone has different views.
Yeah.
Because if you go to North, it's a whole different fucking country, dude. Like, yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah.
If you come down here, like, we're used to it, you know? We're chill as shit. But you go up there, it's just like...
You know what's crazy? Like, him just said, we're chill as shit. Is I forget that we have an accent to other people. Because when someone comes from, like, the dude from Virginia, straight fucking accent. Like the way he says no is different and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just straight accent, and then people, like, even as close as to Nevada, they think we have an accent. East Coast, big accent.
New York, they think we have accents.
Chicago. And then I think I can hear their fucking accent big time. So,
yeah.
So the guy in New York thought I was fucking mentally disabled and shit, because he said I was slow and shit. I was like, what?
Well, the way you said that right now kind of proved that point and shit.
I bit my tongue, too. That shit hurt. I was like, goddamn. I was doing was ordering pizza. He's like, where you from? I was like, oh, I'm not from here. He's like, you're from California, huh? I was like, yeah. He's like, you could tell, man, that like, you guys are slow out there. I was like, what? He's like, oh, no offense though. I was like, okay.
When Alex and I went to Chicago, we went to a bar, and we basically didn't have to spend anything because they knew that we were California, plus RDs, but just based on how we spoke, they're like,
it's crazy how, like, when you go out of state or wherever, and people get so excited that you're from California. Like, oh, you're Californian? Yeah. I was just like, you, man.
It seems like an impossible thing for people because it's so expensive. But that's one thing that I learned. We grew up in it, so we're used to it, so we don't know. But a lot of people are like, dude, what the fuck? I don't even know how you guys pay to live out there. Yeah. And then also it's just a crazy, I think, risk of moving.
And everyone thinks we live by the beach.
Yeah.
Everyone.
We basically do.
That's like the best thing to break the ice. Like, if you go somewhere, even if you're on your own, like, you're traveling out of state, just, oh yeah, I'm from California, and then after that, it's like, you're fucking like, oh, conversation.
Yeah.
I was having a conversation with some chick. She came from Pennsylvania to help us out at work, and she was just like, yeah, when I first came out here, I just thought it was gonna be nothing but palm trees and this and that, blah, blah, by the beach. And I was like, hell no, it's desert. And she's like, yeah, I want to go to that street that's famous in LA that has all the palm trees. I was like, oh damn, you want to go to Crenshaw? She's like, yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I told her how to get there. I was like, yeah, go check it out, it's gonna be fucking tight, you'll like it. The palm trees, yeah, you want to take palm tree pictures. And she went, she came back and she told me, she's like, what the fuck? She's like, it's fucking ghetto as shit. I went to the Nipsey Hussle store, that shit was bullshit. She said as soon as she got off the freeway exit, all she saw was palm trees in the far distance. She's like, oh, it must be close to the beach. But hell no, it's the middle of the ghetto. It was ghetto, nice, palm trees, ghetto as shit. And then fucking...
Is it those palm trees where you see the Hollywood
scene? Yeah, where Nipsey Hussle takes that picture. But you see all the LA movies from...
You should have just told her...
That's fucked up, you said.
Yeah.
You should have just sent it to Van Buren right here when you go down the hill.
Oh, yeah.
That's a badass view there.
No, and then I sent her to Venice, like the nice part. And she's like, oh, I like that. But I was like, yeah, you saw LA's... Fucking, oh, she's like, LA's fucking fake as fuck. I was like, yeah.
Yep.
I was like, you go and see the palm trees, like, and then you go somewhere else and there's another fucking.
That's everything. Like, I want to go to Mount Rushmore, but I know it's just going to be a fucking mountain. But, oh.
I still want to go.
But, like, shit like that, when you actually go there, you're like, oh, okay.
Like, I want to go to the Hoover Dam, and I just know it's going to be a dam. That's it. Desert, dam. Oh, shit, cool. Let's go back.
I would just go just because of Joe Dirt. the movie. Just because they left his ass there.
You're just mad that your name, last name is not Nudelbaker.
What would you do if you got split up from your family and you end up fucking your sister?
What?
And then found out that you
I don't want to
that was
that
your sister.
That was a
I'm
stupid
not fucking
question.
With a stupid question like that. What the fuck?
That's what happened in the movie.
Keep your fucking pee yourself to your 13 shit. Fucking
what the fuck
us,
did
dude.
You just say? Yeah. That's where I was going. But fuck you, dude.
Isn't that what happened in the movie?
That's how like boom out.
No, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'm basically trying to say. Keep that trauma away from us, dude.
Well, everyone wants to come to California, even a 5-year-old kid from Utah.
Oh, the one you was trying to go to the Lamborghini?
That was funny. Imagine a 5-year-old. My son's 4, so I don't even imagine him jumping in a car, starting it, being able to reach the pedals,
and driving.
Getting through the main streets and then onto the freeway, bro. That's nuts.
Oh, he made it that far?
He got on the freeway. The police pulled him over on the freeway.
Oh.
And he knew to pull to the side. He pulled to the side and stopped the car. That's so crazy, dude.
You know, he's met like a bunch bucks? Of celebrities now.
Oh, yeah.
They've taken him on rides and Lambos
he's
and shit.
He's a big kid, too.
Yeah, he's a little chubby
like
kid.
He's a torta.
He looks like a little
what's a torta for a dude?
He looks like a little
stupid. It's the same shit.
It's just gordito. It's not torta.
Oh, okay. There's also gorditas.
He looks like little Terrio. Remember little Terrio?
Yeah. It's my new ratchet shit
Terrio?
With my friends. Is that Wait, he's not the same kid, huh? The ratchet shit with my friends?
I thought it was. Oh, yeah, it is him. Because he's one that stole his grandma's car and then they crashed it. And then they interviewed him. I just want to do some ratchet shit with my friends.
That shit's hilarious.
Those parents are probably gonna get in trouble, huh?
I guess his sister is watching him, and she took a nap, and then he took the keys, and like, that household's probably all fucked up.
Damn.
How's a little?
It's a determined kid. It's just an ambitious kid.
No, what the fuck?
What do you mean no?
He's ambitious, but at the same time, like, bro, you better watch your kids better.
Bro, you play fucking Warzone. You think fucking your little son can't just fucking take off behind you?
He's not gonna know where my keys are. That's for a damn fact. I don't just have them laying around.
Where do you have them?
In a little drawer where all the keys are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Idiot. Fuck. Dumbass.
That's why I gotta hit him in the ribs once in a while so they know not to leave.
I think that might make him leave.
Are you caught up on The Last Dance?
Yeah, well,
today's the last episode.
Today, yeah. Oh, there's 2 episodes, yeah. 9 and 10. Yeah, I'll be caught up after that.
That's just so good, huh?
It makes me. It's crazy how when you watch things, sometimes you just it gives you. I'll just smile out of nowhere. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like
just
it.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
I was like excited to watch the Dennis Rodman segment of it. I was like, damn, I remember all that shit.
Well,
but the thing I don't like about this is that everyone's becoming a Bulls fan. I'm a Bulls fan, and everything, like, I was trying to buy a hat the other day, because it came out with a Rodman hat, and I was like, oh, I'm going to buy it. It was fucking $52.
Fuck.
For a regular hat, all it was just Rodman's number and the Bull sign, because everyone was fucking...
Well, we're trying to get that money, though.
What? Yeah.
Well, what was that thing about unemployment? They extended it, right, to, like, January or something?
Nah, I mean, it hasn't passed yet.
No, oh, it hasn't passed yet?
Well, I don't know if it's unemployment specifically that you're talking about. But the House passed a new stimulus check.
Yes,
and and the $600 getting extended and all that.
So the $600 isn't part of the stimulus.
So okay, so I thought you were talking about something different aside from
the
what $600
is the unemployment.
Unemployment.
No,
yeah.
but it is part of this one plan. I just thought you were just talking about something different. But yeah, so that passed, but then it doesn't just pass and then it goes into effect. Now the Senate has to approve it. And the Senate's controlled by Republicans, and they don't get along. So last time they fought back and forth, blah, 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 and then finally has to be signed by Trump. So if it happens, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to a lot of back and forth.
Well, I still haven't got my first one. Well, fuck you guys.
Oh, you haven't got your stimulus?
No, dude.
Shit.
They called me all day, every day when I owe them fucking money. But when they owe me money, they don't want to answer the phone and shit for like 35, 45 minutes. So fuck
but
them.
Just imagine... If they extend the unemployment,
it's crazy.
People
man.
Are not going to want to go back to work.
Bro, the homie's making more money than then he's made it his job.
Well, because they don't take the taxes.
He's making fucking $1,600 a week.
Huh?
Because they don't take the taxes out.
No, they're taking taxes.
Yeah.
No, you get taxed by
unemployment.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
You, like you, when you do your taxes, you have to file that you did an employment.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's just like the extra added $600 on top of whatever unemployment you're getting.
Our little brother got fucking $1,500 also. I was like, you son of a gun.
But wonder how companies will feel when the people that they employ would rather just stay home than come into work, even if it messes up their unemployment. Do you think they'll hire them back on when it comes back to full force? Because Melissa goes in twice a week into dental, so it'll messes up her unemployment. Do you think they'll honor her coming in because she's willing to mess up her unemployment?
She could do partial unemployment.
Because, yeah, I know, but it's not the full thing, though.
Yeah, of course.
But that's what I'm saying. Or
what are you saying?
Or there's some other people. There's some other people that won't even go in for those 2 days. They'll just rather sit at home.
Well, that's their choice, though.
That's what I'm saying, though. So, do you think the company will honor the people that come in for those two days?
Well, this stimulus also is going to add hazard pay, the new one, but
But even the first one, they were trying to get
hazard pay.
Not necessarily hazard pay, but they were trying to get
you're on the courts. Huh?
They're trying to get employers to keep their employees on the payroll, and
I saw that.
Yeah, they would get like give them money back at some point, like or have a tax break or some shit like that. I didn't really pay attention to what it was, but they were trying to keep people working.
So I think it's a tricky situation. So there's those people that are like, hey, come to work, but barely work. And then you make more on unemployment. So that's what you're trying to say. Like, you know, what if they're just like, nah, you know, I'm making more money now. I think because, you know, technically the state is telling you stay at home. You kind of have that leeway to be like, hey, I'm just following the law.
But if you're the owner of the company, would you be like?
No, but I'd rather there's lawsuits. Like
I know, but
you
right.
don't know.
You're right. You're right. Well, you don't know either. No one knows.
Yeah, I do.
You know specifically about lawsuits.
Yeah, I know someone's doing it right now.
So you go, you know.
No, I'm just fucking with you because you're getting riled up.
The fucking yeah. Well, I'm fucking,
you see, he always does this. He always chops with his hands. He goes. Why'd you start doing that? What made you start doing this chop? I've noticed.
I'm just saying.
Martin, can you hand me a beer, please? Yeah.
But there's also people taking advantage of the system right now too. Like they get free time and they're just off for like 2 months.
Yeah,
that's just annoying. At the same time, when the world comes back together,
it's like
I'm gonna be off for 2 months.
See, I don't know. It's like there's people that okay, you can't go back to work because you got furloughed or laid off. Fucking enjoy it. I mean, yeah, you can't go on vacation, do all the other shit. Mm-hmm. But if you have a side project, there's something you've been wanting to do this whole time when you didn't have the time. And fucking, this is your time to do it. You have money coming in. You fucking have all the time in the world. Work on your house. Work on something. Paying off your debt. Like
I've been doing the most nothing I could do.
Yeah.
You saw my hammock.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. This guy has a hammock in his living room.
I'm at a point, though. I go in twice a week, but I'm still at a point. I work every day, but still, I go in the office twice a week. I'm getting restless, like.
Yeah.
Doing postmates.
I do a whole bunch of shit. Like I'm painting more shoes and all that stuff. But at the same time, it's kind of like I wish I can. Like our Arlington Park, it's closed. The gates are closed. Like you can't even go.
It's opening now.
I wish certain places will open, like the beach. Like so we can go
walk around it.
But you can't camp. You can't chill there.
Nope.
You have to keep moving.
Yeah, just keep moving.
And then I spoke with someone that I work with, and she went to Oceanside, but you can't park. At the beach, at the park, in the residential areas. And I'm like, God, see, so there's kind of like a...
Loopholes and
shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you're telling me. I mean, I miss going to the fucking bar.
See, that's another thing. That's the thing that it sucks. Not going to the bar, not going to restaurants, not going, like, to explore new places, like new bars or restaurants.
Yeah.
Like,
explore new drinks.
Yeah, or planning a trip to travel, like... That type of shit, like, definitely fucking miss.
Yeah, like when you would just fucking randomly come to LA middle of the week, like, let's try out this random restaurant.
That's how I'm saving money. Yeah. Because, like, because you spend money, like, during the week on obviously gas and, like bills and stuff. But fucking gas and going out with your friends. Yeah. And I get texts all the time, like from fucking homies, like, hey, fuck work today. Let's go get a beer. It's kind of hard not to say no. You're just like, all right, I'll get a beer with you. That turns into a bunch of beer and food and blah, blah.
But then that's like, well, now it's like you just pick up beer and go home and it's like $20 instead of like $100.
But no, I'm talking about while you work, like when you get off of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got 4 days off. You can do all kinds of shit.
No. a lot of bills.
Okay.
Okay. I'll be mad at me. I know.
Like, I'm not mad. Has to be sad. I'm like, all right.
I'm not mad. I just said it.
I've noticed this is the most I've ever played video games since Josiah was born, which is in 2012. My first child. And I play video games every night until like at least 2 o'clock in the morning, which is nuts. I feel like never mind.
God,
I don't feel like a loser, but
fuck, you guys just made this shit all fucking sad.
No, I'm sorry. I'm ready for this fucking shit to reopen though. I need to, my kids especially,
move to Texas.
They need to. We need to go out. Outside's the one thing, but like to go out.
Yeah.
I spent Friday night, $20. It's cheaper than going to the movies, but still, $20 on Scooby-Doo, and you don't even get to keep it. You can only watch it for 24 hours.
Well, it's a way better deal.
It's not.
Why not?
Because the atmosphere is, they want to go out. They enjoy going to the movie theaters, picking their candy out.
But you're talking about the money you spent, though. That's different.
I know, but at least let me fucking keep the movie.
You don't keep the movie when you go to the movies.
You gotta make the whole fucking night be the same thing, like make some fucking popcorn.
We made popcorn.
Yeah, put the TV outside.
But they like going out. But I'm just saying that, oh, let's go get dinner, you know what I mean? It's more expensive, obviously, I understand that. But if you go to Walmart after the movie's already been out, you spend $20 or Target. I don't go to Walmart either. Fuck people that go to Walmart. I hate all of you. But
isn't that how we started this fucking show?
I hate everybody that goes to Walmart.
Hating fucking Walmart people.
Why don't you do this? I mean, it's just throwing out ideas. Why don't you fucking take your kids for a walk around the block and excite them about going out? I mean, to watch a movie. You're gonna watch Scooby Doo after this, so they get excited, get back home, and then you watch it, and everyone's like looking forward to it.
But you guys understand like getting dressed, going to eat dinner.
So get your shorts on and then go around the block.
But I'm just saying, like, it's a whole thing. It's an event when you guys get to go out.
Well,
you know what I mean?
You can do it now. The drive-ins are in.
Well, we love the drive-ins. I love the drive-ins. But I'm saying, like, going to the actual theaters, we usually go to like Buffalo Wild Wings because my son likes wings. So we'll go there. It's a fucking $100-something a night, basically, because you go eat. That's like $60, and then you go to the movies. But still, it's just a thing. Like, they like going out.
Do they like going out, or do you like going out?
They enjoy going out. They look forward to, like, even when I get Wingstop, they love going just to go get in. Like, they love just going.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Or my son likes staying in hotels, period. It doesn't give a fuck if it's Motel 6. He just loves staying in hotels for some reason. Like,
just make
it's just
the best out of it. Like, put the TV outside, do like barbecue, whatever, and
switch it up.
Show them how to adapt.
Well, that's what
shit,
I did Friday. Right? I made hamburgers. We were outside, and then we went inside, made popcorn.
Well, you
didn't
have a TV. Oh no, last time we took TV outside.
Yeah,
for this,
and then we watched Scooby Doo inside. But you know, getting ready. Okay, get in the car, drive, blah, blah, blah.
It's crazy. The little things you probably didn't miss then, or didn't care for then, now you miss.
Crazy. Like you said, I have a lot more money. But
can't really enjoy it.
Yeah. Nothing to spend it on.
First world problems.
You're right. First world problems.
I got so much money now.
Yeah, there's someone in Egypt that fucking wants money and fucking can't do anything.
Like when I went to your house, I don't know, earlier this week. Like normally when I go there, it's like, all right, let's go hit the ramen place. Go to the bar. Let's go get the 2-for-1. And let's just go explore and see all the fucking people. Yeah. Like,
it came
fun
over, we just
out
hung out. And
yeah, we played that fucking, what was it, Jack something TV?
Oh, Jackbox.
Jackbox TV. That was actually fun. Yeah. Yeah, that shit was fun. It was like a video Skype thing, and you play these games, and that shit was fun.
Yeah.
But life is weird. We're like in little cells.
Yeah.
I mean, hiking, a lot of shit's opening up, though.
Oh, slowly, but I think it's taking a toll. I wonder how relationships are, though. Like me and Melissa, I'm not speaking on ours, but it's fine. Because I go to work twice a week.
I don't know.
She goes, to work as well. But I'm just saying, like, imagine just being in front of someone every day.
That you really don't like?
I think you find stuff that you don't like about that person.
Yeah.
You've
never spent that much time.
That's what you're all doing.
That's what's going on with my buddy right now.
Previously, you've been doing your own thing.
Because you're never home at the same time. Schedule is different.
Yeah.
And now they're home together.
Yeah. I can imagine.
That'd be hard to have roommates.
Having a roommate.
I mean, you're good because it's just you and Corey.
Yeah.
Like, you guys.
But imagine you have a roommate that doesn't wash their fucking dishes.
Don't
you know
talk
me?
About like, Eric like that.
I wash my dishes. I wash my dishes.
Yeah.
Because I'm always cooking. I always need to use the same shit over and over again. So I always wash the same shit over and over again. Yeah.
I think that's like one of my OCD things when I'm cooking. As soon as we're done with that, I have to wash the dish. Because I don't let it just sit. Like, I'll dump whatever's like, say I'm making rice. In a pot, so I'll dump the rice in a bowl where I know that we'll just keep using the bowl to get the rice out of, and then I'll wash that where I made the rice. Like, I can't let stuff sit there because I know once I'm done eating, I don't want to have to go and fucking wash all those fucking dishes. So I wash them while I'm done using them, when I'm done using them.
You know what I was just thinking about right now?
Pussy.
Yeah, that too. All the time.
All the time.
But I was thinking about, like, how we're all talking about we miss going out and all this shit. Like, yeah, that's cool. But there's people right now, like kids in high school, that are not fucking graduating. Like, they don't have that experience.
Or prom.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. Like, yesterday, actually, when I was going to fucking get my tire fixed, there was two girls outside of our gates, like, our fucking community, and they were taking their graduation pictures, and they're all in their gowns, and I'm like, oh damn, they're not gonna walk. That's just fucked up.
That's a spot though, because I've drove to your house before, and people were taking pictures.
Yeah, guy was dressed in a mariachi suit the other day, and had a camera on him, and he was inside the roses right there, like
a little music video.
Yeah, like I think he was like, I don't know, it was probably a commercial for like his little banda or something, but. Yeah, it was just trippy. Like, I mean, people were finding shit to do too.
Yeah,
but
I just thought about that. Like, damn, like that's a big thing. Like, you fucking go to school like half of your life and whatever, and then you look forward for that. Like, hell yeah, I'm finally gonna be out of school.
I mean, they're out of school
or college or whatever. Yeah, but
prom,
they're forced.
But prom and fucking and like walking graduating. I don't know if I necessarily looked forward to it, but those were some fun fucking memories.
I look forward to the afterness of all that.
Yeah, yeah.
The after parties and all that.
But even like walking, I remember you just have a different feeling. It's exciting. Showed up there late, like the homie's dad had a lowrider car club, and we all rolled up in different lowriders playing like oldies, and we show up and like it was just fucking cool. You know, and like you have that experience, and I don't know. I still have the Chucks that I wore when I walked. That's why
I had the Chucks where you would flip, like they were a certain color and you flip the. You know how back in the day you would flip it, and it would be a different color inside.
Yeah.
So they were blue, and then they were baby blue when you flipped it, and then I stuffed it back in the day. You'd stuff your fucking Converse and shit.
I had burgundy high tops, and I never thought to wear them again. It was just for that, because I wanted to stick out like while I was walking.
Yeah, I don't really have any memories from
Yeah, my graduation was whack, because I found out the day of I was going to graduate. Remember I got home, like, hey, guys, I'm graduating. Like, fuck. Yeah.
That was kind probably of have it on VHS somewhere. On shaky cam. It's like
what was fucked up though is when I graduated, we couldn't afford to get me. I didn't get the senior picture.
Oh dude, I didn't get
the ring. I didn't get the jacket. I didn't get any of that shit. I was like,
there's a jacket?
Yeah.
Well, I was in football and soccer, so I didn't get none of that shit. I was like, fuck. I didn't even get a yearbook. I had to make my yearbook with fucking and staple it.
That's the only yearbook
I
ever bought. Was that one?
I made a yearbook.
I never got it.
Look where we are now, mom. Thanks.
I took a bunch of pictures of my friends and then got them printed out and just stuck them on cardboard. And
it's too much work.
Yeah.
That's the only yearbook I ever bought through like all my years of like, you know, since. Because. I don't understand the people that would buy a yearbook for like graduating fifth grade. Like, what the fuck? I just bought my senior yearbook. That's the only one I bought. I never look at that shit.
That's another thing about when kids would be like, I remember in high school, people would be like, oh, you're rich, blah, blah, blah. Not me, but like talk to other people like, oh, you're rich, blah, blah, blah. Now that I think about how, like, while I'm older, I'm like, well, why are we mad at those kids? just because their parents fucking did what they had to do to get, you know what I mean, what they had.
Because they're jealous. Just fucking jealous.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
the shit they couldn't have.
Like my kids, I feel like that's how, I'm not balling. We live with my girl's parents. Like, it's a different time, but at the same time, my kids have what they want or what they need, whatever, all that. So I wonder in high school, I don't want to see those kids be like, oh, you're not from the streets, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, it's not their fault that their parents try to have them have something better than that they had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, now that I think about it, when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, you're rich, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's not those kids, though. It's not the kids' fault.
But at the same time, like, they're not rich. It's just...
Their parents are, but well, what I'm like, saying is...
Oh, well, he went to La Sierra. He probably did have a lot of rich friends.
Well, there's kids that were well off.
You went to La Sierra.
I'm just saying that point where it's like, you're mad at those kids because, like you're saying, it's because you're jealous or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just because you didn't have what they had, but it's kind of weird how people think about it like that.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not the kids' fault that their family did what they needed to do.
I never thought about that. I just always thought, like, I want to give that to my kids. Like, that'd be fucking cool. Or be like, damn, I want that one day. Like, I have to work or something for that.
But at that point, like...
But I was never, like, fucking jealous.
The kid doesn't fucking understand that shit.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
They just live like that. Like, even my friend, like, when I was growing up, one of my best fucking friends, he's like, hey, like, we're going on a cruise. Like, you should come with me. And I'm like, dude, I'm fucking bored. Like...
No, I've had that situation when I was younger. One of my friends can't
even buy a fucking video game
He took us to go camping, and they paid for everything. Like, oh, how much money should I have? Like, oh, don't worry about it. The dad was like, don't worry about it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I didn't understand, but they just took me camping and all that shit.
Yeah.
And I look at my kids, and I'm like, so they have certain stuff, and I don't want them to...
Show it off.
Yeah, not that, but it's weird how to tell my kids. I tell my kids, like, oh, my son will be like, oh, well, that's mine. I'm like, dude, that shit ain't yours. We bought that for you. So don't think that like V-Bucks or like, oh, give me V-Bucks out of nowhere. Like shit, like they straight ask for crazy shit like that.
Yeah.
$10 adds the fuck up. Like,
yeah.
But that's also teaching them, like,
Yeah, I tell him, like, bro, like, this shit ain't yours. Like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, give me my iPad. I'm like, bro, this shit ain't yours. Like,
I remember tripping out on that, too, like, going on, just hanging out with friends and, like, the whole experience of them, their parents paying for you. And you're like, no, you bust out your little $5 your parents
gave you. And you feel weird.
Yeah. And you're like, no. Like, and then you just feel like, damn, they just took care of me. Like, do they think I'm poor? Like, do they know?
But at the same time, when you talk about that, I think it's good now because... When people try to pay for me, I'll be like, no, here. Even at work, when they'll be like, oh, we'll buy you lunch. I'm like, no, here's my money. Like, I feel weird if I don't.
No, give I'll them never something. Do that. That shit's crazy. But unless they're like, get me this time, I'll get you next time. I'm like, I get it. But when they're just like, no, I got you, like, nah, fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
But like when you're kids, it's also motivating too. It's like, okay, that's cool. I want that. Like, I told the story before, but the first time I ever tried a number or a meal or whatever was with my aunt. I was like, damn, like, she's spending money on me. Like, this is crazy because I've only just had the burger. Yeah. And I was like, this is like straight rich. like fries and a drink.
It was like $6 instead of $3.
Yeah. And you added cheese.
This is crazy.
But I had a thought. Well, I think it was like 2 days ago. I was looking at my kids. I was looking at my kids and I was like,
good job, Mark. Yeah.
You actually thought for a little bit. It hurt my brain.
Oh, I thought you meant, I love you, Melissa. I thought you meant a thought. Like,
I made a thought.
THOT. Like, no, but I was looking at my kids and I was like, because we play around, we wrestle and all this stuff, and Melissa tells me I'm rough, and I'm like, I was thinking.
You punch your kids in the ribs.
Yeah. But I was thinking, these kids aren't going to, I don't know if these kids will realize, because where they go to, based on our zip code, which is fucking crazy. It's not crazy, but at the same time, when you think of get deep into it, it's crazy how it's like segregated. It's segregation's still real now.
Segregation
is still real now based on zip. It's just based on zip codes now.
Yeah.
Been like that forever.
But it's not just black and white. It's not. It's still poor and rich.
Well, no,
like,
dude, it
still
was
forever.
Always,
but
yeah, that's always been.
But
like
black.
That.
When I think of segregation, I think of black and white.
Oh.
Just because that's how it's in my head,
but now that you're a parent, like you see
zip codes and all that shit, because you want, oh, is this school
just
and this zip code classism, So I'm thinking my kids aren't going.
Where'd that come from?
Well, because we keep like going off, but I'm saying my kids aren't ever gonna. I don't know if they're ever gonna be in a situation where we were like fighting and all that. Like, I don't know if my kids will ever even be in a fight.
Oh, like see like race wars like we saw and shit.
Yeah,
like
in high school, my first year in high school, there was a fucking riot, race riot.
Yeah.
That was in 2008.
You never know, dude, because I mean that
wasn't your first year in high school, bro.
That was my last year. 2004.
Yeah.
2004. But there was one every year from 2004 to 2008.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know if my kids will ever even see.
You never know because the area might change, and like you never know who goes to that school.
I mean, well, now they won't because now they're just stuck at home.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. But it's just it's crazy.
This whole situation is crazy, and I don't know. Hopefully, this thing just fades away. I just hope it doesn't go from like, oh yeah, we're opening up, and then like. Boom! Like yeah. you idiots,
fucking and Resident
then,
Evil, and
then
shit.
We go back to going lockdown, and then it's gonna take even longer to fucking get back out of it.
I don't think it's gonna. I think we're just gonna have to adapt, and people are gonna have to choose either I'm gonna go out and do this, or I'm not gonna.
Everyone's already getting fucking restless.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, I agree, but I'm just saying, like, yeah, you guys could be as restless as possible, but if they tell you stay home, then you're probably.
But at a certain point, you have to are we gonna allow them to take certain things away from us? Are we able to go out or not? Do we have to stay home? You know what I mean?
You know, a lot of it, the owner where I work, he was like, dude, he's like, even if fucking, because we never closed. He's like, even if fucking, if they would have told me to close, I wouldn't have done it. I would have just sued them and then just prolonged it because this is against Constitution.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that exactly. Yeah. Constitution. Are
but
we going to...
That's what the business. Yeah. But I'm saying as a citizen, I mean, fuck, if they actually come in with like, real military people, then you don't stand a chance, dude. You ain't shit. And in numbers, you fucking trust this fucking random guy that lives next to you to fucking protect you? Fuck. I don't know. It's hard for me to believe that we can really bound together like that.
No, because they're always going to be that bitch-ass person that's going to rat.
And that's what I'm saying.
I'd rather get this money and stay alive. Like
it's just a tough situation.
I don't know why I was thinking about the fucking, Patriot right now.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it's going to be like. We're going to have to go hide in the fucking woods. Around some fucking lake.
And then try to get some real dudes.
And then Billy's going to tell the fucking redcoats where our family lives and shit. They're going to go
burn our
houses.
Families.
And
then we're going to turn into straight murderers.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
It's a badass movie.
I need a tomahawk axe if that happens, though.
If you're going to buy a weapon, now's the time to do it.
Well, you still haven't bought one. You're preaching this shit, but you don't have a weapon yourself.
Now my savings looks nice right now. I can go get one. But I just don't want to go. I don't want to be that ignorant motherfucker to walk in and buy a weapon. I want to do research. I want to know what I'm getting into. You know what I mean? I want to understand it. I don't want to be that fucking guy that's just, oh, we're in this situation, so I'm going to go buy a weapon.
And well, you just said now's the time to buy a weapon, so I don't know.
So do your fucking research first, and then go do it.
There you go.
And buy a fucking Onnit shirt. Buy an Onnit shirt before you go in so you don't look like a retard.
Onnit shirt?
I need to go pee.
I fucking, there's cops by my house the other day, like at 2 in the morning after we got off of Warzone.
Are you sweating?
There's these fucking cops that cruised by. And I thought I heard running. I was like, what the fuck? And they're cops, they cruised by. And then like I was like, oh shit, this they're following someone. And then the security guard, because we have security guard in the neighborhood, was like kind of in the back. And then they came back around. I was like, that means this motherfucker's just hiding somewhere behind trash or something. And like the last podcast, he's like, oh, I always keep my shit in the clip loaded. And I started thinking, I was like, if this fool breaks in our house right now, I'm going to have to fucking open my fucking tackle box, fucking put all this shit together.
He just hears me get up the bed. Like, oh shit, that means I'm up next.
I loaded my clip and I got everything. I even thought about like, should I put my bullet somewhere else so it's quicker access?
Yeah.
And then, but the cops came around again. I don't think they ever got the dude.
At a certain point, people are going to start, if this keeps up and then the stimulus ends and then the unemployment ends, which it at a certain point it will, people are going to, it's on some barbarian shit. People are going to do what they need to do to survive.
But even if the stimulus ends and all that, I think it's like also mental health. Like people that are not good in the head, it's just going to get worse for them and they're just going to fucking do some stupid shit.
I mean, think about like all of us, like in all the people that we know that are just stuck at home right now, and they're starting to feel like weird. Mm-hmm. The people that are already feeling fucking weird are just on the brink of just.
Yeah, you can't get counseling and all that shit right now.
Yeah,
unless you go on the app. What was it?
BetterHelp. We're not sponsored yet.
Give us money.
Give us money.
Give us money. First of all, give me money because you guys haven't sent me shit.
Second of all, IRS. Martin's gonna have his OnlyFans very soon
after I do my squats.
A lot of butt stuff. Lot of butt stuff coming up.
Butts are in right now.
That's our in right now.
Butts are always in.
Yeah.
Stupid.
7125media.com.
I don't need to pee.
Out of here, guys.